This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Rack and Yak.
It's time for What Mark Heard on Saturday Suckage with Mark Grody and Steve Rosenblum.
Boy, everyone is stupid except me.
Indeed, although we have some texters that are right on it. Westloop Tom texts us, Mark. Grody, this show is always awkward for listeners.
That's true. So I wasted time attempting to clear things up at the end of that last segment.
No, that's okay. We do production meetings on the air. We do we do off-air discussions on the air. What the hell? Why not? And
right.
Peoria Matt says, could George pick up Carlos Correa at the airport? I'm a fan of that.
Would he change uniforms? Would he then put on the Cubs gear or the Sox gear, like if we're going to talk it about George just picking everybody up? What do you think?
Would he have to have the Cubs leather jacket on? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. Cubs regalia. Do you switch it up?
Yeah. I thought that Lawrence had a good question, wondering about picking guys up at the airport if you're George McCaskey. Does he have the clout to be able to just put the hazard lights on at the door, at the, you know, like at the pickup lane, just put
the
your hazards on?
The red zone is for loading and unloading. The white zone is for loading.
Do you think he's got the pull
and
for that?
Can I just say I get uncomfortable even thinking about that. And because the parking attendants at airports are aggressive human beings. Keep it moving. Keep it moving. No. Keep it. So it talk about uncomfortable. Now I'm uncomfortable thinking about getting yelled at by airport attendants.
That's
you don't understand. I own the Bears.
Get
out of here.
Yeah, especially get out of here.
No,
you know what?
Still, George, no, the answer is no. Those parking attendants at O'Hare Midway, no, George, you got to keep moving. Sorry.
And I don't care who you own.
And we're going to take that. They're going to take their sticks. They're going to take their billy clubs and just bang his car.
I have a healthy fear of the authority of airport security guards. I do. I respect them and fear them in a healthy way.
I certainly share that with you. And I do. The idea of going to O'Hare is an act of love. You really care for somebody.
Oh,
you really make, you really
so
put
true.
Yourself out. That's,
see?
Yeah,
good for you,
that's
George.
An American hero.
Amen. No, that's incredible. I didn't even know you could do that. I guess you can. I mean, because people don't. So good on George McCaskey.
If I were you, that's the greatest reason to give your car to Dorfman. So you say, sorry, I don't have a car. I can't, I'd love to. I want to be there for you.
Yeah. I live in a rideshare world, but that's way too inside baseball. That is so inside baseball.
Oh, man, you ever try to get an Uber out of O'Hare, though? No. I'd rather no.
You see the prices on Uber lately? I'm glad I'm not
What's
Uber
wrong with
a
lot. You too good for the Blue Line, Trash Panda?
Oh, I take the Blue Line from O'Hare. That's what I do.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I do too when I'm feeling like sometimes if I'm in a hurry. But sometimes it's just better. Like if you're getting in the traffic, getting out of O'Hare, at least coming back to the city. I mean, you're almost better off jumping on that Blue Line.
Mm-hmm. You know you will get there. You have no idea what's going to happen on the inbound Kennedy on any of the lanes, and it's just scary.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Scary, the people they give driver's licenses to. I just do not understand.
Oh, and you know, go ahead.
Oh, this is a whole different conversation now. But, like, I do not understand how people can be bad drivers. Like, this is one of my biggest pet peeves is bad drivers.
Excuse me?
They give 16-year-old driver's licenses. So how come by the time you're 30, you haven't figured out how to do this right? Like, it doesn't make any sense to me. For 15 years, you've been doing this, and you can't do it right? Like, it doesn't make any sense.
There are only if you let your license elapse or lapse. Only if you let it lapse. Do you have to take the test again? Your skills are never tested again.
Or if you get a bunch of tickets.
So that's why you don't have to approve. And that's why everybody stops in rain and snow, because they've never seen it in Chicago.
Do you know that when I had to take one of those license tests, one of the things that I got, I think I had to take it twice because I got too many wrong.
Reverend Jim in taxi?
Well, you have to get like an 80%.
Yeah, you do. And I did something really dumb because I've been living in the city of Chicago for so long now that one of the questions was about backing out of an alley or a blind spot. And one of the multiple choices was should I honk my horn to let people know that I'm coming out of the alley? And I'm so accustomed to doing that and having that done to me that I checked that box. I said, yeah, that's the right thing to do. But
that's what happens.
Seriously, it's like so ingrained. If you are a city, no matter what big city you might be listening to the score on right now, that's what you do. You back out and you get honked at sometimes by people walking through an alley in that blind spot. That is coming out of parking garages. People honk. So I put that. I was like, oh, they showed me what I got wrong. I was like, oh yeah, that's not actually in the old rules of the road pamphlet. Honking. So I felt really stupid.
But that's urban knowledge. I think that's
it is urban knowledge.
And that's not ingrained. Fair.
They should have given you the urban driver test.
Yeah, absolutely.
Different rules.
I'm
different,
a good different city set of driver. Learn that whacker drive, kids. Learn the tunnel.
Oh
man.
My God, that'll save you a lot of time.
Oh yeah.
Did you reread the rules of the road to make sure you got this right when you took it the second time?
No, I knew my mistake. I was like, oh yeah, honking is probably not part of the pamphlet.
Because I didn't know if Dibs is in there. Because again, if you're talking urban living,
yeah.
Dibs
there's a
has
lot of things. There's a lot of different ways people drive in the city as opposed to the suburbs or more open areas. There really are. It's kind of like, you know what I'll use the analogy too is radio school. Back in broadcasting school, one of the things, you know, you learn, you get educated, and then they say, by the way, most of the stuff you learned, that none of it's going to apply to what you're doing in the broadcasting world. There's going to be a lot of rules broken.
That's right.
You're going to do it your own way ultimately. But here's the way we're supposed to do it according to the Journalism 101 handbook, but you're not going to use much of this.
You're a friend of mine.
It's true.
Friend of mine who was a lawyer said, yeah, what happens when associates come out of law school is they've learned all the ivory tower stuff, how things should be done. Then we teach them real life.
Exactly. It's a great base. I don't regret any minute at Illinois State. They were fine. They're a fine institution with excellent professors and all of that. But I'm not using much of what they told me.
No. 815 texter, once you were 75, you have to take it again. Texted us by a former DMV employee. And by the way, I think it's 815. It was the Woodstock DMV. I think it's Woodstock. It's
okay.
One of the places. There are several DMVs now where you can make an appointment. This is the Willy Wonka golden ticket. If you've never done this, you need to do this. And it was worth the hour drive there and back because of the serenity, the zen, the peace. There was none of the stress of going to the DMV, wondering if would the line be all the way from, say, Woodstock to Elgin? Because would they have more than one person working? And would I be able to make a reservation for 3 nights in a hotel there till I finally got in? Oh, you make an appointment. you show up at that time. There's one person standing outside who works for the DMV and says, so there's the line for people who are waiting. You'll be in. You'll be let in when it's your time. And then people are in line, and they're so nice to each other. At the DMV, they're nice to each other. These people are going, my time's 10:20. Well, what's yours? Mine is 10:10. Oh, well, then you're ahead of me. Oh.
All right, go ahead.
It's incredible. In and out of there in 10 minutes.
I'm about to one-up that. You know how I got my new driver's license this year?
You counterfeited it. Because you don't even know you're not supposed to honk in neighborhoods.
Yeah, I've already put it out there. I'm a good city driver, just maybe not in the country. So I got mine mailed to me this year. I had to just fill out some form. I don't even remember. I had to check a box, and it was mailed. There it is, same picture, updated information, and I had never done that before. Because I've always gone, and I know that life has changed because of COVID, but I have always gone in. I've always walked downtown to that weird-looking building and gotten my new driver's license that way.
Well, if you never move, that's the greatest reason never to move. So you don't have to go to the DMV.
Been a while.
So that you have to show up, and here's proof that I live and where I live and all that kind of stuff. So that's the greatest reason to never move. And so you don't have to deal with this, and you can get renewed as long as you don't get tickets or nothing. So
right.
Yeah. So
and plus, your driver's license stays with that same address, so they could look at it and go, is this still your address? No, actually, it's not.
But I'm telling you, there are several places they may expand this program where you can make an appointment, and that's the way you ought to do it.
That's pretty awesome.
I think you can do that at the DMV near me on the northwest side.
I didn't know there was one in the city. I didn't see any in the city. Well, good. Maybe they've expanded it since I did this a couple years ago.
708.
Have you taken advantage of it, Trash Panda?
No, because I haven't had to do that since they started doing the appointment things. And plus, at the DMV, that one on Elston, the only reason I've needed to go there recently was to just renew my sticker, which they have a whole separate thing for that they just streamline that process. Yeah, so they have a whole area. You just, you're just doing new registration. Yeah, just pull over in that line. They'll take care of you. It took 5 minutes.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I was going to read the 708. My dad is 94. And he has to go for his driving test every year. Not sure when the yearly starts. That's from Alsip, midnight from Alsip. But that's good. No, I want to hear that people who are 94 are tested yearly. Yes. And when I'm 94, I would like to be, because I don't want to kill myself. So, no, I think that's yearly testing after a certain age, I think, is as a human being, I support that. I support that for everybody.
Okay, good. We support life here. So do you have, by the way, do you have a cut you'd like to share with us?
Yes, let's talk about it. And most of this, all of this, is going to be about the Bears new brass. Bears. About Ryan Poles, the new GM, Matt Eberflus, the head coach. And the first cut comes from Tom Thayer of the Bears broadcast booths, frequent contributor here on the Score. He's an 85 Bear, and he has a strong message for the new GM, Ryan Poles.
I hope Ryan really goes to his roots in football and understand how desperate this team is for an offensive and defensive line that can go out there and be the reason they win games and not the question mark leading up to the game.
Good that we had the shortcut to start this segment, and I think it was important, Steve, because of what you were talking about earlier. Poles does, I don't think that he's necessarily an expert in offensive line just because he played the position, but that is how he probably does see the game, one would have to suspect. And to go back to basics like that and thinking, really putting resources into, and you talked about it earlier with the offensive line and the defensive line, and just making that stalwart so basic but so important. I thought it was important to play that from 57th there.
And we heard that from the other 57 about a month
Roots.
Ago. Olin was saying that on television, that if he were being interviewed, if he were doing the interviewing of the head coaches, what do you think is the number one problem? And he doesn't give the job to anybody unless he says offensive line. That's the first thing I got to fix.
And
that's another reason I said, I would trade Roquan Smith for a left tackle, a quality left tackle. That's what I would do because that's how important it is. What, Trash Panda?
I think that Ryan Poles is someone that's going to understand this, at least according to the people that covered him in Kansas City, because
I'm just picturing Adam's like sitting in the back seat. We're the parents in the front seat, and he's trying to interrupt, and Steve's like, okay, he turns his head around. Okay, what, Trash Panda?
That's why we turn baby seats around. That's why we turn the infant carriers around when we use them as baby seats.
That's how this show works. Yeah.
That's how it works. But no, I start over. I think you were actually saying something interesting, so go ahead.
Wow, mark the tape.
I think Nate Taylor for The Athletic talked with Speaks and Parkins on what day was Poles hired? Tuesday or Wednesday? I can't remember now. But and Nate Taylor covers the Chiefs and has an understanding about who Ryan Poles is. And one of the things he said is that Ryan Poles is someone that's going to care deeply about offensive and defensive line play.
Good.
So I think that he is going to understand that.
Good. Yeah, sometimes it seems boring, but I know it gets really boring for people to talk about the 80s Bears, but that was all built on offensive line and defensive line. That was the formula, and that formula works. But let's move on, shall we, Steve, unless there's anything else that you wanted to clean up on that first.
Yes, there is. A 480, and this is what I love about this show, the way we can. We were beaming out to the Banana Republic of Texas. We heard from somebody on Twitter there, and now we're on the text line.
I like Texas.
Yeah. The text line from 480. The text zone is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time, shop online at rosenhyundai.com. My dad is 93, and he still drives, and haven't heard from the Arizona Motor Vehicles.
Oh, dear.
Protect your father. I wanted to bring that up. Again, when you're talking about the Banana Republics, we deal with, you know, Texas and Florida, yeah, and Arizona and Tennessee. And I just want everybody to understand all that. And if you're in Arizona, you're playing bumper cars with real cars and real 93-year-old drivers.
As long as it's all on like 25-mile-an-hour residential routes, like I am actually picturing senior citizens just sorry about that. I clipped you again.
Dang. Are we going to take a break, and then we'll come back with more of What Mark Heard or more DMVs that we have a texter saying, hey, have you guys heard about the DMV Express thing? You guys should look it up. Well, we've been spending 15 minutes talking about the whole idea.
Steve spoke of its magic.
Thanks for listening.
Perfect.
I thought we sucked so you don't have to, but our texters continue to rally.
Oh, this is vintage Saturday suckage today, by the way.
It certainly is. Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I love you guys on Saturday morning, by the way. I mean, you're an outstanding individual.
So we obviously don't give blood tests for breathalyzers, nothing for the show. We do have, this is like on so many levels, this is just a brilliant text on what we were talking about from the 262, which covers Kenosha and Waukesha and Racine, and it's even better coming from across the behind the cheese curtain. Yearly testing for unlicensed or vulnerable drivers is discriminatory. I won't be driving to the Super Bowl unless they change that policy. They just do that to put trackers in our bumpers. That is absolutely brilliant on so many layers. I do not know what that person is doing listening to this show, but thank you.
Real question, would that be considered discriminatory?
I would view that as public safety, which used to be a much wider net than it is now.
Right, we're all going to be there, but so I don't think it's discriminatory.
Right, know? It's for public safety and as a public service, and now with the tsunami of stupid, we've come to redefine what is actually public service. But but it is a public service as we return to part two of our near award-winning segment of What Mark Heard.
Well, this is perfect because I'd wanted to talk about more about Pep Hamilton, and he who is apparently a candidate to potentially be the Bears' offensive coordinator. Bob Kravitz works for The Athletic, writes for The Athletic in Indianapolis, and he, Kravitz, very, very much in the corner of Pep Hamilton.
With offenses the way they are today, built on timing the way they are today, I don't think you can play that soft cover two. That said, I don't think that, that's the base from which they work, guys, but that's not all that they do. They can be pretty complex. One thing that they did second half of the season when they really got going was they were a lot more aggressive, a lot more blitzing, a lot more man-to-man. So he's shown the ability to adjust. I think it's a real solid, if unspectacular, hire. You're going to hear about the hits stuff about 3,000 times in the next couple of years, hustle and intensity and all that stuff. But I think he's going to do a good job as long as you get a good OC in there who really knows how to work with quarterbacks. And if I may, my suggestion would be Pep Hamilton.
All right, so we got to it, to the point of that cut in the endorsement of Pep Hamilton. And I should correct myself, and I thank very much to Aaron in the Shy for sending this tweet out to me. And if you'd like to tweet me and play along on the show, at Mark Grody Sports, and sometimes I'll read your tweets, just like I am from Aaron in the Shy. I had said that his only offensive coordinator experience was Stanford, and I stupidly left out the Indianapolis Colts. For whom he was the offensive coordinator, and that's why the connection with Eberflus and whatever connection or dot you would like to connect. But there we are again at Pep Hamilton.
And I had to go back on our text screen to Cody in Whitewater, who said, "Could the Bears win a date with Pep Hamilton?" I just love that. I thought that was very well played. I understand what the interest, given his, he seems to have a greater, he would seem to be a better choice for offensive coordinator in terms of having called plays, both at the college and pro level, and working with, wasn't Andrew Luck, wasn't he the offensive coordinator when Andrew Luck was there, right?
So he's worked with Luck, with Justin Herbert, with the great Jay Cutler, with the
Excuse
great,
me?
He worked with Grossman and Ortman. So, but for real, no, he has been around some.
What about McCowan? Did he work with McCowan?
By the way, you're talking about maybe the right the Texans' next head coach, right? Isn't that it? He got an interview down there, and the most unlikely of lives.
Who? Who?
Josh McCown.
Oh, right.
McGowan. Yeah, whatever his name is these days. He got an interview down there. And why wouldn't... Wait, you're interviewing Josh McCown, but Pam Hamilton's in the building.
Man,
Doesn't he have greater consideration than Josh McCown?
Could you imagine? That'd be something if a guy with no experience in any coaching, well, I guess he coached, his high school or whatever, like gets a gig and is successful at it. And could you imagine the change in the hiring process that might occur, sort of like baseball, where all of a sudden baseball moved towards hiring guys that don't have experience, like David Ross, like being managers, like that's kind of a trend.
Well, but play the game, right? Those kind of guys.
But you haven't seen that happen in football yet, have we?
Well, Mike Vrabel had a pretty good. He had the number one seed,
that's a
right?
Good example.
Tennessee, and there have been.
Yeah, that's good.
It's gonna go. I don't know. It's going to go in cycles probably because, get me the guy from the Sean McVay tree. Get me the guy whatever it is. Give me the Belichick tree. And we found out that the weirdest Belichick tree is nobody except Belichick works. And Mike Vrabel's sort of from the Belichick tree, but he wasn't a coach, right?
He
wasn't
a coach. He played.
He had 1 year as the defensive coordinator for Houston.
Who's that?
Oh, he did. Okay.
Vrabel did, yes.
Right, but I'm saying from the Belichick tree, he was as a player, he developed, he's been successful, but he was not the Romeo Crennel and Josh McDaniels was it.
Yeah.
Although Josh McDaniels, as much of a disaster as he was, he had it right. He had it right about Jay Cutler. He had it right about Jay Cutler when he went to Denver.
We didn't want to hear any of it, but he had it right.
And you know who else had it right? Chris Ballard, by the way. The Bears are trying to make up for the Ballard mistake. The Bears are trying to get a do-over in this whole thing because they're doing what Chris Ballard wanted before the Bears refused to do that.
Yeah.
And they gave the job to Ryan Pace and the descent into hell when they became the team from Satan's rectum. And now they're trying to make everything better in this do-over and kiss and make up because they're doing for Ryan Poles what Chris Ballard wanted and demanded.
Yeah, well, hey, isn't there something in admitting your mistake? Sometimes teams or places would be too stubborn to say, to acquiesce and to bow down. So that's a good thing. If you make a mistake, you learn from the mistake, and maybe that's what the Bears are doing. So there we are. There we are.
There we are. And that's the way
dinosaurs on your dinosaur tour. I don't know what's going on here. It's like Jeff Goldblum happening right now.
Right, yeah, Jurassic Park. It moves. Well, you know what? There's something to be said for the Bears thinking and Jurassic Park. There's something very prehistoric, and you're trying to break through. You spent so much time asking whether you could, you never asked whether you should.
It must go faster. Okay, moving on to Rod Marinelli.
Oh,
yes.
Rocket Rod.
He was a hot name on the score this week. I believe he was on the afternoon show with Parkins and Spiegel on the score. And Marinelli, one of the great defensive minds of maybe of all time in the NFL, was with the Bears for a few years. 5 seasons in Dallas, though, with the Bears' new head coach, Matt Eberflus. And here's Marinelli on what Matt Eberflus is all about.
The good head coaches I've always been around, I've been around some really good ones, and they want to make sure you coach your coaches in terms of things, how to do it, not so much what you're doing. You should know that before you hire them, but it's how you do it, your drill work. You want to see what kind of drills they run, EDDs, everyday type of drills. What are your standards for your position? And then each position standards should have clarity to it and then a meaning as a whole staff. And I think that is such a big role of a head coach. I go back to Coach Dungy like that and guys that I've had been around is the standards of position, the standards, what are you looking for? And that's what you're able to hold all coaches accountable to.
The only thing I think I know, Steve, based on everything we have heard this week in regards to Matt Eberflus, the only thing I think I know is that he is a disciplinarian type of head coach. He is not a guy that's going to allow for a lot of lollygagging and things like that. Like, he's a hustle. Like, that's his base. And not every coach is like that, but that's what I think I am hearing about him.
Well, we know that to be true. He's got the whole loaf thing, right? You get, but what he had apparently done is, it wasn't just you got loaf, you got it, you got marked down as a loaf where you have to run laps, or which we heard with Lovie Smith and
go Rod home and Marinelli. Explain that to your wife.
Yeah,
go home and explain to her about the five loafs you got today.
Right. If you do it with playing time, then you make your point. And apparently he did. Apparently he has done that before, and
yeah,
that's the price you pay. You're not running extra laps or doing push-ups or whatever it is in front of the team. You lose snaps, and that's the only real hammer any coach in any sport has is playing time or snaps,
right,
or reps or whatever it is, ice time. The only hammer, the only threat, the only way you can make your point is by denying them, the players, the opportunity to play because they didn't do it to your level, to hit, you know, a guy with standards, as we are led to believe Eberflus has, that there's a bare minimum, and all out abject hustle is the bare minimum. Good. I'm
yeah,
a fan of that.
Let me tack on here. Because you mentioned loafs. People are hearing that right now. What's this loaf stuff? So the Bears head coach, Matt Eberflus, on loafs.
Yeah, so we're always searching for guys that are, you know, that can play eight guys on the defensive line. And we really base it mostly off of our loaf system and the hustle system. So if a guy comes in and he plays 25 plays, but a third of his plays are loafs, we will decrease his reps and until he can play at the level we need him to play at in terms of his hustle and his hitting and his execution. And that's across the board. And when a guy shows that he can be on our all hustle team, which is a 90% hustle grade, then he can play as many plays as he's able to execute. And there's guys in there that are doing that. You know, Grover Stewart does a great job. Muhammad does a great job. There's a lot of guys in there that Buck does a great job of hustling every single play. And those guys are on the all hustle team every single week. And that's what we're searching for. And the rotation will be based on those guys that can play hard every single snap with good technique.
I gotta say that I didn't think that I would enjoy that. I thought it was going to be cheesy. It's a little bit more scientific than I thought before, you know, just reading about it, hearing about it. It's actually good, like, because everybody, all the players can see it. I understand it to some degree. It's subjective, like, what is it like? Is that a loaf? Is that, like, but not really. I mean, if you could show it on film, a player, yeah, that's a loaf. See what you did right there? And guys just know. They're not going to lose any pay out of this, but you are going to lose snaps if you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing. So I actually think that sounds really good.
I felt the same way, the fear of the cheesiness, and I still do with Eberflus with the whole hits thing, because he sounds like Tim Beckman and
yeah,
Wint.
Yep.
Whatever is necessary,
on that
win.
One.
Whatever is
yeah,
necessary today. And then Boris and Bernstein say, no, that's Wint. No, it's win. No, it's
we are joined in studio by Illinois football coach Tim Beckman. What is an Illini fan? What is it fair to expect, short-term, long-term?
You'll never say or ever get a number. I mean, this is the game of college football, and there's so much that's involved in each and every football game. But I want to see consistency. We were not that at all last year on the football field. Let's get better every game, and our motto's win, and that is whatever is necessary today. And we're taking one day at a time to get ourselves better.
How have you been received with the coaches?
Wouldn't that be
Wint? Yeah.
Win. W-I-N.
But the today
whatever
makes it win.
Necessary.
How have you been received by these coaches in Illinois?
I mean, I'm so afraid of that when I hear the hits thing. The age, and then he's going to go right into Oski. And is this a Toledo thing? Is that where they all get this? They all play with with the words lopes. Like that.
It's very no. Look, it seems very collegey when you do that kind of stuff. But
schooly.
This is about Pop this ordering. Is about the loaf system, and I like the loaf system. I think there is an accountability that players will be forced to adhere to.
There is, and one of the things that comes out of that, you would hope you wouldn't have to institute something like that where you have to hold up guys who are lazy, you wouldn't have to show them film. One of the things I've seen that we've all seen on winning teams, championship teams, your best player is your best leader because he practices as hard as he plays. Michael Jordan was the most extreme example of that.
Yeah.
But what happens is when your best player is doing everything in practice, how can everybody else who is worse cannot possibly give less effort?
Right.
If your best player is doing that in practice, and if he's doing that on film, if he's doing that anytime it can be seen, that's your example, and that's everybody else is following that example. And I think that's what ultimately it leads to. But again, like you said, if you have video evidence of like, that there's love, pal.
Yeah, right.
You're not starting Sunday. Ooh, he just said that in front of the team.
Oh, yeah. Like, you just know. Like you just dip below the number. Like I said, it's a little bit more, you know, it's a little bit more real. When it's you could put that on paper. You know what I mean? Like, you could explain it and say you have dipped below on our loaf system here. So that's probably too much on the loaf system. See, this is what I'm really looking forward to the press conference on Monday.
So there'll be something new to talk about?
Yeah, there's so much. I mean, that's the word. I thought about that. This is like the epitome of the world in which we live. We have so much information on both Matt Eberflus and Ryan Poles. Tons of it. You've heard. You just heard audio from him. You've seen him. You've heard him. You've read 1,000 articles. But we still don't know a damn thing about Ryan Poles and Matt Eberflus.
We will have new sound. I don't know how much more you're going to learn about them.
You're right, and it really it ultimately will come down to what they do, right, and who they value, and what Ryan Poles does, and what Matt Eberflus does. So we're going to learn more on Monday, 11 a.m. here on The Score, when we'll present that press conference to you. We're going to learn more, but we got a ways to go despite encyclopedias of information.
One of the things that scares me about the press conference, I'll use this as a caveat. Ryan Pace turned out to be one of the greatest frauds at starting with his first press conference. When he said, the quarterback's very important. I think we should draft one every year. How'd that work out for you? How do you do that? Well, no, he didn't. The only time he ever drafted a quarterback, it seems like he had to pay a massive price that will set the Bears back and still is setting the Bears back. And he didn't draft one every year. He only drafted one when he had no leverage.
Did he draft David Fales?
I don't think so. I think he was already here. I know he didn't draft Cutler. But you're dealing with press conferences. You're right. You listen. We'll analyze it. We'll talk about it a week from today. And we'll have what with to go on. But it might not mean anything. And Ryan Pace is a great example of that. You know, there was another end-of-year press conference where he said, you know, you realize I can't talk about Mitch because he hadn't made a decision on picking up the fifth-year option, which was never going to be picked up. You know, and somebody said, well, what did you like this year? What about him? Oh, well, I really liked his accuracy, and I liked the way he processed things. Really? Those are the two things that made your head coach crazy, because he couldn't do that. He wasn't that. And now maybe it's just Ryan Pace being exposed as a liar and treating Bears fans for stupid. That's one of the things I'm interested to see. At the end, I got the feeling Matt Nagy was treating Bears fans for stupid, something he learned from Ryan Pace. And I do think Ryan Pace treated Bears fans for stupid, didn't show them the respect, didn't show up to answer questions at key times or at regular times. And I thought that his answers, or especially the one about Trubisky that I just cited, I think Ryan Pace treated Bears fans for stupid. He insulted them. He didn't respect them. I will be very interested to hear and see how Ryan Poles and Matt Eberflus present themselves, and how sincere, how honest. Do I believe they're here to tell the truth?
I was on another radio station. I don't remember what state it was that I was on. Everybody wants to talk about these guys, so they contact the Chicago media. And so I've been on my own little radio station circuit. And one of the I think it was the Green Bay station. They asked me, what advice would you give Ryan Poles, the new GM, you know, being from Chicago, having followed this team, having grown up around this team? And my answer was, and it took me a second to think of it, and it was that he should be a little bit more transparent and fan friendly, as in media friendly, as be a little bit more upfront with the organization and be a little bit more available. You don't have to give things away. You don't have to talk once a week even, but just a little bit more to give the feeling of, even if it's not true, of transparency, I think would be important for Ryan Poles at a base.
I would show Ryan Poles the Ryan Pace example and the Theo Epstein example.
Yes.
You can't get more extreme. And Theo Epstein was able to say things without giving away state secrets. And the football mentality is anything you say can and will be used against you by your enemies. And you will lose and you will never win the Super Bowl because you said something. And that's right. Just a load of crap. There are ways to present information to show that you respect the fans, and you want them to know. You want to communicate with them. And you're communicating with your team at the same time.
And not everything is secret either. You know what I mean? There are things that fans don't know that are not secret, that can be and were answered oftentimes by Theo Epstein, just whether it's a technical procedure or something that he does have an opinion that he will give you on. There are things that are not secret, but that we still don't know.
Well, we have to take a break. And we'll come back, and there's still more of our near award-winning segment, What Mark Heard. And I like that we I know it serves our own purposes that we would agree that we want the Bears GM to suddenly come out and be available. But I really think for the fans, I really just think that the Bears live in a clueless world a lot of times. To let your GM hide like that, to not make him accountable, to not show the fans the respect, the ones that George is always going on and on about as he walks in and around them in the South lot. It's like, why doesn't your GM have either the guts or the good sense to talk to them? Anyways, we agree on
go
that.
Go ahead. Yeah, all yeah. Right. Take the break.
We will take a break. And it's Saturday Suckage, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Welcome in, welcome back. Steve Rosenblum with Mark Rohde, Saturday Suckage. We are going to talk with Rick Camp. We're going to talk about the Bulls. I'm sorry. We're going to talk about the Bulls. At the top of the hour. And we're going to talk food with Rick Camp from the I'm Fat podcast.
Sweet.
And the I'm Bulls podcast. I'm the Bulls postgame podcast. So we'll do that at the top of the hour. But now we are back to our near award-winning segment, What Mark Heard.
I can't do this segment without hearing from Dave Wanstead. And guess what?
He's got an opinion.
Dave Wanstead's choice for the head coach of the Bears was Matt Eberflus.
If they were not going to hire an offensive guy, a quarterback guy, then of the three candidates that were apparently left, you know, Jim Caldwell, Dan Quinn, and Matt, I liked Matt for this reason. I think that the communication between him and Ryan, you know, the general manager, I think that will be, you know, these are two guys that are kind of from the same era. And I hate to say that because, you know, I would fall into the category, obviously, with the older coaches, the Dan Quinns of the world, the Jim Caldwells of the world, our way of thinking, our way of doing things, to free agency, to what we're going to do with the combine. I mean, all those things have changed, guys.
See, it's important. Dave Wanstead recognizes that you have to accept the new way of doing things. That is definitely good on Wani, and it's kind of funny. Like, everybody that has spoken this week, nobody really knows that much about any of these guys, like in terms of something totally and completely concrete. You know, there's so many peripheral reasons why it looks good and connected to that guy and this guy. But again, we just don't know.
No, and the thing I would keep in mind is this. We still won't know anything because they haven't really done anything. Well, Ryan Poles has done something. He's hired a coach we don't know anything about. And they've never done these jobs before. And the one thing, I mean, it was the second beat I had when the teams fired a coach. I was covering the Kings. They fired a coach, and they proponed the assistant coach. And Harry Neal, a hockey great and a wonderful man, just a great sense of humor, said, Mike's about to learn the difference between making a suggestion as an assistant coach and making a decision as a head coach.
Oh, yeah.
So that goes for Matt Eberflus, and that goes for Ryan Poles. He's about to find out what it's like making a difference between making a suggestion. Now, he made a decision. He made a decision on a coach. We don't know if those were his only choices, and that bothers me that he did not color outside the lines, didn't go outside to find another candidate that might have been not one that Bill Polian and had vetted. I would have liked to have seen that. I would have liked to have seen widen the panorama there. So that will be what we will be watching. What's it like for them to go through jobs they've never done before? And that'll go for the OC. The offensive coordinator it'll be a job he has not done before, certainly not here. The best you can hope for is looking for parallels. You want good pedigree and you want parallels, right? Let's say they get a guy from Philadelphia, the Patullo guy who's going to be their quarterbacks coach, and maybe he comes here. Well, look what happened with Jalen Hurts. There's a good parallel there.
Yeah.
That's about the best thing. But, yeah, Wani's saying it's time to move on. Yeah, have a seat, guys.
Yep. And, look, I mean, what everybody hopes for, especially when they are rookies at the position, like the hope is that they're the next big minds in the NFL, that there is some sort of innovation that occurs, and that somehow, you know, Matt Eberflus is the guy that's been toiling away, you know, as an assistant until the age of 51, and he should have gotten, like Tom Thibodeau, like he should have gotten his chance a long time ago, and maybe Ryan Poles will be creative and do things that we haven't seen around here, like Arturas Karnišovas, you know, make some ballsy moves. Who knows? But it's all in the waiting for us. And to that end, because I know this segment is about to end, quick cut from Tom Thayer about the 4-3 defense and that being the philosophy of Matt Eberflus and the Tampa 2, but Tom Thayer says, just hang in there.
I don't think any defensive coordinator in the modern-day football world is one-dimensional. You can always be tagged with a number that you're associated to, but you guys have been watching football for your entire lifetime. It's not even determinable anymore of what defense you're going to play the first snap of the game, because if that team says, okay, these guys are vulnerable to multiple receiver sets, then you're going to be automatically taken out of your defense immediately, and you're going to have to change and morph. And so I think that whole back in the 60s and 70s when, oh my, I play a four-man line, period, and this is the only coverage I play, that's not the case. You got to have morphable defenses that take advantage of the way the coordinator's trying to take advantage of you. So I think these guys, they can come in and be hired from a staff and come in here and be able to coach anything.
Yep, be adaptable. Don't do it like Matt Nagy did it.
No, just take the ball away. Get to the quarterback and take the ball away. And we know Eberflus can coach one of those. He can coach taking the ball away, and that's a huge help because that gives Justin Fields more possessions. So that's it. Well, I like this. A whole damn hour and 15 minutes spent on the DMV. We really did a good job with that whole thing. And you honking your horn and disturbing the peace and doing urban law, and it's not recognized by the DMV. Get
Get Jesse White on the horn here, studs. Come on, Trash Panda. Let's get him. Tell him it's...
I had to take the test twice, yeah. Trash Panda.
All right. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll talk some Bulls with Rick Camp. We'll talk some food with Rick Camp. And some food. There's a food product by one of Mark Grody's good friends, his buddy, one of his new buddies. Yeah.
Oh.
Talk about that. Okay.
All right.
We're Saturday Suckage. We suck so you don't have to. Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.